Good evening. We're glad you're here for part two. If you missed part one, you missed a blessing. Mrs. Hocum, the bands were fantastic. We really enjoyed that. We're glad you're here. This is always amazing to me. I get to hear them at the beginning of the year when walk by the choir room and then to come to this program. I'm just telling you, the work that Mrs. Hocum does is incredible. So we're really looking forward to it. I'm going to open in a word of prayer, and then we'll get to the program. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we're so glad that you came so many years ago because you loved us and you cared about us, and that we can celebrate this season and celebrate you. And Lord, we thank you for each young lady and young man here tonight, and as they use their talents, we pray that it will bring honor and glory to you. Lord, I pray if there's anybody here tonight who doesn't know you as their personal Savior, Lord, as they listen to the music, and Lord, as the words penetrate their hearts, I really pray, Lord, that they will be drawn to you and that they'll have the best Christmas ever by accepting you as their personal Savior. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this program tonight. We ask this in your special name, in Jesus Christ's name.
I've been a-walking with the Lord for many a day. Nothing gonna stumble, stumble my feet. Trying to abide in the straight and narrow way. Nothing gonna stumble, stumble my feet. But when my time on earth is done, and I hear my name, and I hear my name. Oh, when my time on earth is done, these weary feet are gonna run. Not gonna stammer, not gonna trip, not gonna stumble. No, I'm not gonna slip. No, nothing gonna stumble, stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street.
Now the devil is a liar
and a cheater too. Nothing gonna stumble my feet.
And if he gets his way,
he'll make a slider out of you. Nothing gonna stumble my feet. But if you listen for the Spirit's voice in the moment of truth, moment of truth. Oh, if you listen for the Spirit's voice, he'll help you make the right choice. Not gonna stammer, not gonna trip, not gonna stumble. No, I'm not gonna slip. No, nothing gonna stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street. Not gonna waver, falter, sway or fall. Not gonna stumble or slide. Not gonna waver, falter, sway or fall. Not gonna stumble at all. Not gonna stammer, not gonna trip, not gonna stumble. No, I'm not gonna slip. No, nothing gonna stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street. Not gonna stumble my feet.
Just toils and stares that he
nothing has brought me out. He is my God, and I'll serve him.
Storm, I know that will keep you safe from all earthly harm. And when my weary soul is at rest, I'm going home to be forever blessed.
Trust and never doubt, Jesus will surely bring you out.
I asked my choir between songs, who were they and what did they do with my choir? They are singing out of their minds. It's so exciting. Woo, woo. Really, I haven't had that sound all year, so that's exciting. I'm thrilled with it. But I'm telling you, the group is filled with just wonderful, wonderful talent. So, middle school choir, if you will make your way, I appreciate you coming and being here tonight. This is a joy for me to get to work with both of these groups every day. Middle school choir, I love the opportunity to teach them so many new things that they haven't, concepts they haven't really been introduced to a lot of times before about choral singing. And this group has just come leaps and bounds in the last just few days, even few weeks. And I'm so excited for you to get to hear them sing tonight. The first two pieces that we will be performing for you are pieces that some of the students were able to sing at the East Tennessee Vocal Association's Middle School Honor Choir. The first one is a song based on a work by Ralph Waldo Emerson. I think you'll be able to tell that if you remember anything about Emerson. And if you still read him, I'm sorry, I wouldn't want to insult you, but blah. Anyway, I told the kids I've never had a song before that used the word scum, but this has that word in it. So it's kind of interesting. Sorry, Mrs. Paul, for you being mad at me for addition. Emerson, sorry. But I think that we like the song a great deal. It's just very different. So I hope that you will enjoy hearing it.
Oh, Sing joyfully this festive day. Let music fill the sky. Let music fill the sky. Sing joyfully. Sing joyfully.
You're going to hear tonight, so we're excited about that as well. I want to take this opportunity to give out some certificates. I have certificates for those who participated in what the All East that I was just telling you about. I was able to take several middle schoolers and several high schoolers. So as I call your name, if you'll come up and get your certificate, please. We're going to start with Dakota Doss. Dakota's new to Grace, and we're excited he got to participate with us. Caitlin Kelly. Courtney Holder. Katie Cordell. Decided to do this backwards after I'd already done it. Chrissy Aruga. Logan Gross. Abby Price, Tori Hayworth, and Morgan Farrell, Raven Ellis. These are the middle school students who participated. You may go back to your seat. One of the great things about that is just being under different directors. Sometimes they figure out that maybe I do know what I'm talking about if somebody else says the same thing, or maybe they say it in a different way that clicks. And so it's a fun opportunity for them to get to sing with the middle schoolers sing with about 200 to 250 other students from all over East Tennessee. We prepare the music and then they go and sing. So we'll sing some more of that probably in the spring concert. I also get to take some freshmen, so I want to give out those certificates. Waldo Odens. Nolan Turner. Ashley Stebb, and Abby Roberts, and Monica Carpenter. Last but not least, Monica. Freshman choir. And this last group that's over here, I just need to tell you about the process so you'll understand what a great thing it is. We met before school even started, so that I could give them their packet of music, and we began rehearsal on the pieces. There are several others who auditioned as well, but these are the ones who made it. We went to Knoxville to do a rehearsal day, and that was tons of fun. We learned a lot, I think, that day about each other as well, so it was tons of fun. Then we went back to Maryville, and they did an audition. We listened, as faculty members, we listened to students sing from about 9:15 in the morning to sometimes 4 and 5 in the afternoon every 3 minutes. It's painful. By the end of the day, you know, you just, if I hear that song one more time, I'm going to just cry. But it's really a great thing. And then when they get to go and participate, it's just, tears run down my face a lot of times when I hear them sing. So congratulations in order to Michael Huggins. And Jesse Ann Compton, they were our seniors that participated this year. And I would like to say that Michael participated in ETVA every year except ninth, because he thought he had to take some other class. And Jessie Ann, every year since seventh grade, she made it into Ollie's. So it's a huge accomplishment. And Woodson Carpenter, this is Woodson's second year. And then last but not least, Andrew Allman. Andrew tried out last year. Was alternate status, passed his screening, and they called him up the next day. We were thrilled to death that he got to go with us. It was tons of fun. My favorite thing of the weekend is when we got back and Andrew looked at me and he said, "I don't want to get out of the van because I don't want this weekend to end." And I was like, "Yes. This is why I teach." So I'm proud of all of them. They just did such a great job. So thank you so much.
Shepherds and wise men to heal at his door. Mary had a baby, oh my Lord.
as he was born in
And I found this piece a few years ago, so a lot of the kids that are up there have already sung it, and you may have already heard it, but I can't let them leave middle school choir without doing this piece, because it's just a great piece for middle school, and it's called Throw Open Your Shutters.
Do.
Mrs. Rao running on that one, didn't we? We got that one a little too fast. She did a great job. Okay, good job, guys.
Christmas comes this time each year. Ooh,
This is my new favorite Christmas piece, and it's their least favorite piece. But I said I'd get at least one of those on the concert. John Rutter is a contemporary composer. He writes all sorts of choral literature, and some of you may be familiar with one of the pieces that we've done for the Beauty of the Earth. We did that on last year's concert. He just is a wonderful writer, and I found this in the files. I don't know how it got buried, but I fell in love with it. So they're doing this one for me, I think.
Sing this now.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here. cheer from everywhere filling the air. Oh, how they howl, raising the sound o'er hill and dale, telling the tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here.
Ding dong, ding dong, merry Christmas.
To introduce this piece by telling you that this is the fourth year in a row that we have sung a new chorus from the Messiah, the Christmas portion. We've done the Hallelujah chorus, and then we added And the Glory of the Lord. Last year we attempted to do For Unto Us a Child is Born, and this year we're doing Glory to God. This is a passion of mine to make sure that these students learn some great choral literature so that when they get an opportunity to stand in a mall, like it's going around Facebook, have you seen those singing different, singing the Hallelujah chorus or whatever, that they can join in. And we're going to start this piece with the recitative that comes before it, and Jesse Ann is going to be doing that for us tonight.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest.
And peace.
Students that had too many songs in the program, so I was cutting the Hallelujah Chorus. And they started screaming at me that I could not cut the Hallelujah Chorus, that it was tradition, and that we were going to have to sing it. But I want you to sing it with us. We did this last year, and it was tons of fun. If the hymn book, page 37, has the Hallelujah Chorus in it, and you have to stand anyway, so you might as well sing with us. Thank you again for coming. Thank you for allowing me to work with these wonderful young people. I love it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, and have a very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming.